And for Off the Block, I'm Van Lips, and we are now joined by UC Irvine libero Cole Power as the Anteaters are preparing to take on the Nittany Lions of Penn State in the NCAA tournament quarterfinals on Tuesday. So, Cole, thank you for joining us, and let's start off right here. You're playing Penn State. What is this week in practice like for you all as you get ready for the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, thank you for the question. And first of all, thank you for having me, Vinny. This week for us, I think we're just trying to double down on some strengths of ours. And that's what NIF has been talking to us about. And I think this week we're really honing in our focus for a really good opponent in Penn State. So we're getting ready.
You know, you've had an opportunity to look at Penn State a little bit on film. I know you played them last year as well, but bit of a different team. They got some new pieces in there, as you do. What stands out for you, kind of experience with Penn State, and also just seeing them on film, that stands out in your mind?
Yeah, they're a really good team. They're a really good passing team, and they obviously have, you know, the player of the year in John Kerr, who obviously we can't ignore that. So we're just going to be as prepared as we can, and we're going to handle what they have on their side of the net, but it's more on our side of the net what we're going to be focusing on.
Well, talking about your side of the net, I want to ask you, you know, this season we've seen you put up such great numbers both in the passing game and digging as well. What do you feel has been the biggest improvement in your game this season?
The biggest improvement in my game, I think the passing of this season for me, I think, has been a strong suit. And I think that I can credit my teammates for that one. We are super solid as a unit, and we kind of build off of each other. And our chemistry as a team, and especially as that passing unit, has been super strong all season. And I can't wait to continue to build that in the tournament.
Yeah, one of the things you always hear coaches say, I'm sure you're, you know, it's all about the serve receive, all about pass aid. It sounds simple, but I know it's super. Can you just explain to people who have never done it before just how difficult it is to try to make a precise pass to some of these college servers that you're facing?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some really, really good servers across this league. And, yeah, getting in there, stepping into a really fast serve is extremely difficult. But that's all we train for, and especially as passers, that's all we're in the gym doing day in and day out. So to a certain extent, it's muscle memory, but, yeah, definitely very difficult.
So I want to ask you about your all season. You've had some great wins throughout the season. Also, there were, you know, a couple losses in conference play as well, but, hey, you know, Big West is an amazing conference. I want to ask, after, you know, the week where you had CSUN and Hawaii, your team has really responded these last 2-3 weeks. Was there any changes that you all made kind of down the stretch of those final 2 weeks of the season that really, you know, helped, that can help folks kind of understand just how much better you all have continued to look throughout the season?
Yeah, I think towards the back half of our conference play, I think we just had the belief in ourselves as a team to accomplish what we want to accomplish. And I think as soon as those games happened where we had that loss to CSUN and then Hawaii as well, we were like, this is it. Like, this team can do it. And we believe in each other and the chemistry we've built and how strong we've looked. And I think we can continue to build on that.
Now, Cole, I want to ask you, you've been around this team a little bit. I want to take you back, though, before you joined UC Irvine as a, you know, high schooler. What was it about UC Irvine that made you want to join this program?
Yeah, so many things. I think the culture of this team is really what stood out to me in wanting to come here. And I was thinking about it even as I was walking on campus today. Like, it's tough as a high school kid to know what you're going to be getting into as you look to play in college until you get in the environment that you're in. And I'm just so grateful that I'm here because this is such a unique place, unique culture with unique people. And I've just been given an amazing opportunity to be here and just live out kind of my dream, really. So it's been a blessing.
Just kind of following up on that, what are one of the two, and look, every college, you know, has culture. I'm What was it? You know, what was the one or two things that made UC Irvine so unique?
I think that starts at the top with our head coach, David Niffen. He really makes this place feel like a home, and he really makes our players feel welcome. He even opens up his house sometimes to us, all the time to us. And you can just tell right away it's a different feel. And the things that we commit to as a program in serving each other, that's a big one for us. It's a team value. We call it we before me, but it's just something that drives this program's culture, and I think it's huge for us, and it's something that we continue to exemplify every single day.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things that for us who have covered, you know, the volleyball game for a bit, we joke with Nip sometimes is there's never been a lineup that he hasn't loved to tinker with a little bit. And I want to ask for you as a player, you know, what is that like going in sometimes where it's like, man, I wonder who's going to be the starting seven tonight?
You know, I think we just have belief in everybody on our team, regardless of if they're a starter or if they're coming off the bench. We all know, and we've seen it in practice, what they can do. And once they step out on the floor, we're all confident in what they can do. And we just get behind them fully and then attack what we have in front of us.
A couple final questions before we wrap up here, Colby, because I know you're super busy. You know, I know this isn't a home match for you all, but you know, Long Beach is a, you know, relatively, you know, decent or not too hard of a drive for your fans. How great is it going to be playing this NCAA tournament match in Southern California in front of a bunch of students and family and friends?
It's going to be super cool. We're all excited. The Pyramid's an amazing place to play. We've played there a bunch, and it's going to be nice not having to fly somewhere across the country and just a little 30-minute drive up the road. So we're all excited, and, yeah, we're very much looking forward to it.
And then looking at this, I'm sure that you all have heard some of the chatter, you know, from people like, you know, UC Irvine, Jim Gunn at large. Do you all use that as motivation? Do you block that out, or do you all just not care? Let's go play volleyball.
I think we got the job done in Hawaii. We did what we needed to do to accomplish that at large, and I think we are really good as a team at blocking out the outside noise, and we just have one focus and one mission that we're trying to accomplish, and we don't want to have anything get in our way of that.
Two lighter questions what we'll end on here. I always ask this of liberos when I interview them. Libero serving in the college game, would you love to see that one day?
Oh, man, I would love to see that one day. I wish I could serve in a game. We do some stuff with ball control in practice, and our coaches joke with me about, like, oh, it'd be so cool to see you serve. And I was like, yeah, I know. I would love it. But, yeah, I definitely would love to see that someday.
Yeah. And final question, I'll wrap on this. I was looking at your bio online. You have a very controversial stance. I want to give you an opportunity to explain. You're no to pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, that's a very debatable topic. I've had it before. It's okay, but it's just not my preference.
what's your go-to pizza?
My go-to pizza is usually some form of Meat Lovers or barbecue chicken pizza.
I can respect that. Cole, those were all the questions I had for you. Anything else you'd like to add or anything that I'm not asking you that I should be asking you?
I think the only thing on my mind that you didn't – I mean, you kind of covered it also, but I just wanted to say, like, us as a program, the UC Irvine program is amazing, and it's been a gift to be a part of, and I'm just really happy for what we've been able to accomplish this season and what it shows that we are capable of as a program, especially at UC Irvine. And, yeah, I'm just excited to see what we can accomplish going into the tournament.